another great day to work here at Minnesota State, here at Mankato. The weather's been terrific of late. Our guys are really making some progress. We've got a lot of things we want to try to get covered today. We get a chance to hit the two-minute drill for the first time in practice, which is a very crucial period for our football team. I mean, so many games come down to that one possession in a game, and sometimes it is a two-minute drill, whether you're trying to stop the team or trying to score on offense, and it's an area that we're going to spend a lot of time on while we're here in Mankato, along with once we get into the season. But hopefully today we'll get off to a good start and get some work that we can look back at on tape and try to keep improving. We got a few guys that are a little bit banged up and may not work today. We'll see. Xavier Rhodes has a hamstring that's bothered him a little bit. We may hold him out. Got a couple of guys that you know we may hold out, but Xavier probably for sure we're gonna wait on. And Chris Summers is another guy we'll probably hold out as well. But for the most part, everybody should be working, and we'll hopefully have a good day.
What is Summers' ailment?
Hamstring with Chris and Xavier. Yeah.
Last night on Aaron and the groin?
Yeah, he's fine. It's a little sore, but he worked through it yesterday, and he feels like he can work through it today as well.
What are your thoughts on the depth at linebacker there? If something were to hold one of those guys out, do you feel comfortable with the guys that are in the waiting?
Well, you like to get Audie Cole, you know, some more reps. He's never really had much game experience other than what he did a year ago in the preseason, so we'd have to get those guys some experience that are backing Aaron up right now and do whatever we'd have to do if there were something were to happen with Aaron. But so to say that we'd be pretty complete and satisfied with where we are depth-wise at the middle linebacker position, I couldn't say that today. We need to see those guys work. This is Aaron's first year as a full-time middle linebacker. Audi has never really played in games other than the preseason. But our depth overall, I think, is pretty good. I think we have more quality and better quality than we've had in a while.
Looking for being the first stage going into the two-minute drill?
I'd like to be able to see what our execution is going to be like, Mark, how well we can get lined up, get the ball in and out of, get the football at the line of scrimmage and in and out of the quarterback's hand, and then being able to do what we got to do from a understanding the situation, the time on the clock, how many timeouts they are, just to see what our awareness is doing that situation. But more of an introduction so we can have something to evaluate when this day is over.
Up to speed. I mean, is he, and being new, but he's a veteran and everything, is there any point where are you looking for anything more out of him, or does he have complete grasp of everything at this point?
No, he's still learning our offense. I mean, it's still, there's still some nuances to it that he has to learn, and he's getting through that. He's a veteran guy. He's been in multiple systems, so that'll come. We just have to keep giving him opportunities, and he'll get better at some of the things that we're doing, but there are some things that we are doing here that he hasn't had to do somewhere else.
What have you seen out of Audie throughout the offseason and into camp so far?
I like what Audie is doing. I like how hard he works. I mean, he's a bright guy. He plays physical, has real good length. We just got to keep giving him opportunities, get him in some game situations like we will this preseason and see how he responds. But for what he's done up to this point in training camp, he's done a good job.
When you reviewed what you were able to do or weren't able to do on the two-minute offense last year, what did you find mostly?
There were some missed opportunities. You know, we could have did a little bit better in, and we're trying to correct that. We looked at our off-season study. There's some things that we can do better, and we know that. There were times we did a real good job in our two-minute situations that we had. But we think we can be more productive, and this will be a start on that on the field.
Did you tie that into, like, maybe communication, the hurried nature of it, or what? What was the kind of common thread?
We sometimes shoot ourselves in the foot with some things that we didn't execute as well as we could have. That was more it than any other thing. Our execution at times wasn't as good as it needed to be, and that's one of the things we're emphasizing in this camp. We got to execute what we're trying to get done better in game situations.
Coach, how would you assess the way this Cook finished last year and then where he is right now?
You know, he had a spell there where he was really playing well for us, then he got banged up. And I thought his finish was good. He came back, I think it was the Texans ball game, and we matched him up on their real good wide receiver, Andre Johnson. And I thought he did a good job in that ball game, and he played well in the remaining games. His whole deal is staying healthy. When he's been on the field, we've seen him get better and better just keeping him on the field.
What was the value for Chris in being able to get those last three games and not have a season end so prematurely, just to be able to come back and finish?
I think it was very important, Dan, for his confidence as well as ours, to see him come back and then play well, you know, down the stretch when we needed a corner to step up and play well for us. And I think he contributed to our defense playing better in that month of December. So in our league, if you're short at corner, it really creates some problems for your defense, and he's a guy that we need on the field.
Leslie, can you talk a little about Saturday night's practice, what fans might be able to see or you're hoping for?
Well, it'll be a chance for some of our young guys to play in front of a captive audience. You know, they've been at practice, and it's great to have our fans at practice, but it's a different environment when you are under the lights and you feel the sense that it's similar to a ball game. And we're going to try to create some situations in that time that we're there on that Saturday night where they feel as if they're in a game situation. And it probably helps our young guys more than it does our veterans. They just it's somewhat new to them, some of the things that we'll be doing, but more the atmosphere than anything. Being under the lights, the fans in the stands, a packed audience with the cheering and some of the things that happens, kind of gets you in the mode, okay, you know, we're getting close to game time.
How many snaps do you envision for Adrian Christian, first team?
We'll go our ones, maybe a couple of series. I don't know how much we'll use Adrian, but we'd like to get Christian a couple of series when we do line up and go ones versus ones or ones versus twos. But we'll probably limit Adrian's involvement. You know, we'll have a normal practice up to the point where we scrimmage one another. It won't be a full contact scrimmage, but we will have some scrimmage plays. And just get them in the mode of going up and down the field on offense and defense. We'll have a special teams period as well, but all without live contact.
Coach, you have a lot of some addition to the receiving corps, but one of the mainstays is Jerome Simpson. Can you give me an impression of how he's looking so far and what your expectations are for him this year?
I think Jerome, he looks like the Jerome that we had a year ago about this time. He was doing some very good things for us in the preseason. He had done some good things in camp, and then he had to sort of time for the suspension, and then he came back, played a game, and then he was injured, and you know, just never really got on track after that. But we're seeing a guy right now that I think can help our football team and really make a difference for us in the passing game. But he's having a very, very good camp. His attitude has been great. Watching him get in and out of routes and catching the football, we're expecting big things from him. We just need to keep him on the field and keep him healthy.
What have you seen from Aaron at middle linebacker after a week of?
He's done. He had some opportunities yesterday in our live scrimmage where he had a chance to make some open field tackles, and he did. Like the leadership that he's showing, he's beginning to mature, I think, in that role. It's different than playing outside linebacker when you're the middle linebacker and everybody's kind of looking to you for leadership. And he's growing into that role. It's taking a little time, but he realizes how he has to handle certain questions that the guys will ask him. There was a time one of the other players asked him something about one of our defenses, and he gave him a short answer. And I know Allen went up and talked to him about that. He said, you're in a different role now. I mean, when those guys talk to you, you got to listen and then speak almost as if you're a coach. Otherwise, they'll stop asking you questions because they don't, you know, want to get into any confrontation. So I think he's growing in that role. It's an important role, obviously, for a defense because you're like an extension of the coordinator. But he's getting better, and I like some of the things he's doing.
Off the linebacker, is that a spot where you might think about moving Desmond back inside, or is that not in the picture?
Well, he's doing well enough outside, and Aaron is doing well enough inside that's not anything we've discussed of late. And, you know, we'll just see how it goes over the next few weeks. But so far, so good for what Desmond is getting accomplished, along with what Aaron is doing at the middle linebacker position.
When a guy like Adrian makes a prediction for 2,500 yards or individual predictions in general, do you like that for the motivation or do you provide the distraction? How do you feel about guys making individual predictions?
Well, guys in general is one thing. Adrian Peterson is another. You know, when Adrian says 2,500 or 2,000, it's a different thing. I mean, it's a different matter because he's more than capable of achieving those goals. I've learned that. You know, when he told me last season that he was going to have the type of year that he did have, and for it to turn out the way it did, I don't doubt Adrian Peterson. If he says he can gain 2,500, it's possible. But if there's someone else that's talking about predictions and this and that, maybe we'll have a conversation. But Adrian, nah. You know, I'd like to see him achieve his goals. So, yes.
Why is Jerome Felton such a good fit for this offense?
If you take a look at what Adrian was able to accomplish a season ago and the fact that Jerome turned out to be a Pro Bowl player. Sure, Adrian's production had a lot to do with that, but Jerome had a lot to do with Adrian's production. When we looked at our offseason study after the 2011 season, we realized Adrian was very productive when he had someone in front of him when he was running the football. And we set out to find a fullback that could really be what we would say like a hammerhead, a guy who could, you know, match up with those linebackers that are coming to step up in the holes that we want to run Adrian through. And what Jerome did was perfect for what we wanted to be able to accomplish in our run game. Having a fullback who could dominate linebackers, but also at times pick up safety blitzes, pick up corner blitzes. He provided something for us in our two-back run offense that we were lacking when we were using sometimes in the past a tight end to come back in the backfield and block for us. So to have that one guy that you could count on in our two-back situations, I think it definitely helped our run game.
What's the biggest difference you see in Everson Griffin from now to, like, what you remember him as a rookie?
Oh, man. He's come a long way, Dave, a long way. And it's a good thing for our team. It's a good thing for him. He's really grown up. As you recall, there were some moments there that were a little tenuous. And I wondered if we'd be in 2013 talking about Everson being a part of our team. But a credit to him and his maturation to move away from some of those things that really would inhibit his growth as a player and as a person. And, you know, we did some things to help him and encourage him. But we try that with a lot of players. And at times, I mean, they want to do their own thing. In Everson's case, you know, he wanted to listen. He wanted to make some changes. And it's an ongoing process. You know, we still have some things that we have to continue to work through. But he's come so far. And I talk to him all the time about being one of those guys that I hope one day will be able to stand up in front of the room and talk to the young guys about, this is where I was, but this is where I am today. And he's come a long ways. We're very proud of what he's been able to accomplish. On the field, for sure, he's really grown as a football player. But as a man, he's grown as well.
Josh Robinson had a good day yesterday, Coach. What have you seen out of his progression to the nickel, and what do you like out of him?
I think he's really growing in the position. We were in our personnel meeting last night. We were talking about that. You know, we're much more comfortable with him today than we were, say, 3 or 4 days ago when we opened camp. So we just got to keep putting him in situations because this is all new for him and let him gain experience. And the practices along with the preseason games are going to be big for him, big for our team, because we need that position to play well for us, because you're on the field as much as our starters are. So it's a key role on our football team, and he's making progress, which is very, very encouraging.
Where would you say Hodges and Mahdi are in their growth process?
Michael is really coming along. We were concerned, of course, with the knee injury and how soon it would take him to get back and get on the field and be productive. And seems like every day he's gaining more and more confidence in his knee. He's moving more freely now. So that's encouraging. He has all the leadership skills you look for. He has all the physical talent that you like. But coming off a second ACL surgery is no easy task as a football player. But he's making dramatic improvement, and we're much more positive now than we were when we opened camp. And Hodges' case, I think he is a guy that the teams for early, at least we anticipate that. And eventually, we'll probably get some reps on our defense. He's doing some good things. He's a smart guy. He has very good range. Has the ability to cover backs out of the backfield. Real good effort guy. Like the things that we're seeing from him early on. So we'll see how he develops over the course of this preseason.
So. Coach Rudolph just seems to be a beast to be watching him. Are you drooling? I mean, this guy, if you get any speed on the outside doing things for you, and Adrian's running, I mean, good grief, this guy could be more than just elite. I really like what I've seen out of practice.
I couldn't say it any better. I completely agree. He is the MVP of the Pro Bowl, and he's on our team, and he's having a great camp. He had a great offseason, and we're looking forward to him having a great season as well. And I do agree that if we can get the things we're expecting from the outside, it's going to be hard for people to do what they did late in the season a year ago, virtually taking away the middle of the field because of Kyle and saying, okay, you can't beat us outside. So we are excited that Kyle is where he is, and he should have a good season, we're hoping. So. All right, thank you guys.